Talking to Dr. Ross Walker this afternoon. Ross, just a quick update from Kevin. Kevin said, this is the guy that asked about the AstraZeneca. Kevin said, sorry, I was on the phone. Yes, you can get the AstraZeneca as a booster. He said, I had it and no problems at all getting it. He said, I was very heartened to see a clinical trial from AstraZeneca about how it is against Omicron with Astra used as a booster. So obviously it came out okay in that clinical trial.
Oh, yeah. And look, can I say, as I've been saying for the last 6 to 8 months, that I believe AstraZeneca is a superior vaccine to all the other ones. And I would have had a booster of AstraZeneca had I been able to get it. I'm delighted for Kevin that he has been able to get it. And I just think all the vaccines work. Just the studies have come out more recently suggesting the RNA vaccines are probably better than the AstraZeneca vaccines, but it could have been just because this study hadn't been released yet. So sure. I think if you whatever booster you can get it.
Now people do hang on every word you say. So you just said if you could have had AstraZeneca as a booster, you would have. Do you still stay with that?
Oh yeah. Look, I it was easier for me to get Moderna and Pfizer. I probably could have jumped up and down and demanded I get AstraZeneca from somewhere. But because the studies did show it was good, I just had the Moderna. I think we're focusing too much. Like for example, two or three years ago, who said, I want this particular flu vaccine? You just said, can you give me the flu vaccine? But we've focused so much on names and ridiculous trials that have shown very, very small side effects from these things. And I think, for example, all the clotting nonsense with AstraZeneca, yes, of course it happened, and it does affect some people. And when it does, I'm not demeaning what's happened to them. But I'm saying it's so rare. What we really should be worrying about is COVID, which is the problem.
There's a new skin. This is Future of Medicine today. There's a skin patch for wound healing. It's an electronically charged thin film patched used to, they say, promote wound healing.
Yeah, look, just listen to this. It's 0.2 millimetres thick. Imagine how thin this damn thing is. It's got two little electrical charged areas. There are four layers. The top and bottom layers have the electric charged particles. There's another layer that's got this rubber gel that helps with skin contact, and another one has this memory shape alloy that pulls the sides of the wounds in closer. Now, they've only trialled this on rats to date, but they found that rats, whether they had circular wounds or just straight wounds, the healing rates were well over 97% for both, better with the straight wounds than the circular wounds, and much better than any other dressings they use. The other dressings were sort of just under 80% benefit and untreated. So if you didn't put any dressing on the wounds at all, there was only about a 46% healing rate. So it may be in the very near future that the standard of care for wound care is to whack one of these electronic patches on over the wound, and it might just improve your healing. Sounds very exciting.
That's the future. Just one more with medical news. This influenza vaccine that's administered through the nose. How far away is this?
Well, interestingly, it appears that locally administered vaccines, either through the nose or in a patch, actually are more effective than being injected. But the reason why we've got injections as vaccinations is purely because it's so much more expensive to have these more high-powered vaccinations. But we're not far off this intranasal flu vaccine, which they've been working on for years. And this work out of Georgia State University in the US has shown that this is highly effective against a number of strains of influenza and with robust immunity that lasts for a good 6 months. So we're not far from getting this intranasal flu vaccine.
Okay, we can fit it in, I think. Fat injections for plantar fasciitis. Tell us more about that.
Plantar fasciitis is the dreadful heel pain that people get because of recurrent trauma to the Achilles tendon when it inserts into the heel. And the treatment at the moment are orthotics, stretching, a steroid injection right into the heel. Imagine how much fun that is. So what they're talking about now is taking a person's own abdominal fat, which is full of stem cells and growth factors, and injecting it under local anesthetic, of course, into the area of where the Achilles tendon inserts. And they did a small study on just 12 people, but found after 12 months significant improvement in plantar fasciitis. So maybe again, in the relatively near future, it becomes a standard of care for a very painful condition that affects many, many people.
As you have said before, medicine in the next 10 to 20 years, it will be fascinating to sit back and watch what happens.
Yeah, and when you and I are still talking about this, mate, in 5 years' time, we'll look back, I think, on this era and saying, gee, we're a bit barbaric then with the things we have now. So it's like computing. Computing doubles every 18 months, the memory and the performance of computers. And I think medicine's doing that at the moment.
You've done it again, Dr. Ross Walker. We thank you for your time. We always look forward to our little Tuesday segment. So we'll wait until next Tuesday to talk to you again.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye.
That's Dr. Ross Walker, and as we say, if you've got any questions for Dr. Ross Walker, send them to us. We pass them on to him, and he comes up with an answer.